North Korea said today it was injecting fuel into a long-range rocket it says will be launched sometime between tomorrow and Monday. Charles Collins reports.
The launch of the rocket, which North Korea says will merely put a weather satellite into space, breaches UN sanctions imposed to prevent the country from developing a missile that could carry a nuclear warhead. South Korea warned the North it would deepen its isolation if it went ahead with the launch, while Japan said it would shoot down the rocket if it entered Japanese airspace. The president of the United Nations Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice, said the launch would be a blatant violation of two council resolutions.
Should it occur, the council will need to convene and to respond credibly. There is no disagreement among members of the council that this is a provocative act and an act that the North Koreans should refrain from undertaking.
North Korea's only major ally, China, said on Tuesday it had expressed its concern and anxiety about the recent developments and urged calm. However, news agencies in South Korea report the North may also be planning a third test of an atomic bomb, the first such test since 2009. Such a test would only further the tensions on the peninsula. I'm Charles Collins.
Elsewhere on the Korean Peninsula, South Koreans are voting today in parliamentary elections, with polls showing the ruling Conservative Party neck-to-neck with the liberal opposition. The elections are considered a curtain raiser for the more important presidential poll due in December.